Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, June 25th, through Thursday, July 1st, 2021. June 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I will continue, children, with my dissection of the commandments. This is necessary as the disrespect for my laws is common today. There is not an overall attitude of pleasing me. My most holy name and the name of my son have become common everyday slang words universally. The second commandment states, you shall not use my name in vain. Yet, the common practice today is to profane this law as a means of expressing surprise, alarm, or anger. The motive in the heart, when my name or my son's name is used, needs to be one of reverence, homage, and respect. During these evil times, there is very little respect or reverence in hearts for me. Every commandment has deep roots of understanding. The commandments must not be summarily interpreted on a surface deep level. Each soul will be responsible for more. To know me is to love me. The soul cannot love me or know me apart from knowing and understanding my commandments. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, August 1st will mark our first event not governed by the COVID event. Buses may return to full capacity. The cafeteria will be accessible. The prayers will be abundant and blessed. June 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, remember that thou keep holy the Sabbath day. This is my third commandment. This law dictates the soul should not engage in any unnecessary work or activity on Sunday. Unnecessary describes work that can wait to be accomplished until another day. The soul must not engage in any activity that invites others to work on the Sabbath. It must be observed as a day of rest, in imitation of my day of rest on the seventh day, as I engaged in the creation of the world. Activity which is necessary would be caring for the sick or disabled, supplying food for the needy, rescuing those in dire need, or providing care for those in need mentally, physically, or emotionally. The Sabbath needs to be surrendered to the spirituality nurtured in the heart, which loves and gives praise to me. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 27th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, not to understand the depths of the commandments is like walking past a beautiful flower bed that you do not stop to appreciate. You may smell the fragrance, see the beauty, but you do not see my hand in the depths of the creation. The commandments are much the same. It is not enough to just know them. You must appreciate the deeper meaning of the laws I have given you. The fourth commandment is to honor thy father and thy mother. This honor must arise from a deep appreciation of the role I have placed your parents in. You, as their child, are charged with respecting their parental authority as a youngster. As your parents age, you are charged with their physical and emotional well-being. To shirk these responsibilities is to profane the fourth commandment. When your parents reach old age, you need to assume the role of their caregiver. Not all parents fit the role of good parents. Nonetheless, I chose them to be your parents, and you need to accept their role as such. When you honor and respect your parents, you honor and respect me." A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 28th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The fifth commandment is, thou shalt not kill." These days, this commandment is flagrantly violated. Any taking of life is profaning the fifth commandment. A whole industry, abortion, has been built around violation of this commandment. This also includes the harvesting and use of stem cells. Beyond that, there is the acceptance of euthanasia and suicide. I am the Lord and giver of life. Only I must be the one who calls life unto myself. Disregard for this commandment has drawn morals to a new low. Degeneration of morals threatens the general well-being of every nation. This is why there are unprecedented atmospheric events. The basic right to life is non-debatable. Human life must be respected from conception to natural death. Violation of this commandment is man's useless attempt to control his own destiny. Basic acceptance of my will precludes such an attitude. My will is the basis and foundation of all the commandments. A note is given to read Matthew, chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 29th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, As with every commandment and every sin, consent to violate righteousness needs to be accepted in the heart first. The sixth commandment, Thou shalt not commit adultery, is no exception to this rule. This sin, however, usually takes the consent of two people, but can be committed strictly in the heart and not acted upon physically. I created sex for the purpose of procreation. Within this context, any act or thought which violates purity of heart is sinful, if consented to outside of marriage. Today's world has relegated sexual excitement to a free choice that all can participate in, regardless of marital status. This sexual enjoyment has become the tool of entertainment, advertising, and clothing design, to name a few. This is true because man places his own enjoyment ahead of obedience to my commandments and pleasing me. Make pleasing me your focus in life out of love for me. Then all sin will not get a grip on your spirituality or your eternal destination. A note is given to read Matthew, chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, The seventh commandment, Thou shalt not steal, like the others, is transgressed through a disordered self-love. In profaning this commandment, the soul places self first, ahead of my will. The soul loses respect for the boundaries of what is rightfully his and what rightfully belongs to another. In short, he takes what is not his to have. This does not only apply to material things, but also to another's reputation, which he takes when he speaks poorly of someone else. The soul is also guilty of violating this commandment when he misrepresents the faith to others in word or action. In so doing, he is stealing the faith from another's heart. Stealing small things encourages the heart to steal bigger and greater things. It is, of course, Satan who inspires any theft. A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 1st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today we will address the eighth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The sins of calumny and detraction profane this commandment. The soul who is not consecrated to the truth transgresses this eighth commandment, for his heart is uncharitable, and his speech follows suit. Many a soul, community, and nation have been destroyed by untruthful tongues. Holy love must stand guard over the heart. In this way, truth in speech is preserved. The soul who thinks charitably will not be tempted to speak uncharitably. The soul who succumbs to transgression of the eighth commandment must be convicted in the truth in order to repent." A note is given to read James chapter 3, 7 through 10. "For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by humankind, but no human being can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brethren, this ought not to be so." A note is given to read Matthew chapter 22, 34 through 40, the greatest commandment. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.